Welcome to the Healist Podcast, where we inspire and guide healers through business expansion. We give voice to incredibly abundant healers to share their stories. We dive into the quantum field to unlock the energies of conscious creation. We also develop digital tools to help you grow, which you can find on healist.com. I'm your host, Yuli, and I'm grateful you chose to join this space. Now let's go deep. Hello, my dear friends. This week is very special to me because it's actually a one-year anniversary of the Healist podcast. And I wanted to celebrate it with an episode that just kind of looks back and really celebrates my own consistency because it wasn't easy. But I'm just very proud of this work, and having this creative outlet has been really tremendous for me over the past year. I still remember that moment a year ago, coming back from a weekend retreat and feeling so inspired to finally sit down, unpack that microphone from its box, and record my first episode. Something had opened up in me, a new portal, a new voice was discovered, and something that I was thinking about, imagining, something that's been brewing in my mind, marinating in my brain for so long, I was finally able to get it out there, to find my voice, and have that first episode recorded. It was just such a magical and empowering moment. And just thinking through all the inspiring conversations I was able to have with my amazing guests, and not just surface shallow conversations. Those were deep talks, and people were really bearing their soul on this podcast and sharing what they're doing in the world and sharing how they're doing it and really contributing their wisdom to this community. And in something, I don't remember a project that I've been more proud of. I mean, obviously, I'm proud of Healist and our platform that we built. But this is just, again, it's been amazing creative and spiritual growth outlet because I'm able to talk to some really wise people and learn so much from them. So really something that started as more of a content project, I didn't realize how much it's going to turn to be a transformational tool for me as well to continue learn from really inspiring individuals that are around me. And I wanted to take an opportunity to look back at some of the episodes and really see through the lens of a year later what I've learned and maybe recommend some of the episodes that you haven't had a chance to listen to. And I also wanted to thank my amazing audience. I didn't realize that a year later, we're going to be sitting here. Now, this is an episode of number 28, which is, to me, is pretty incredible that we got to this point. And then having thousands of you downloading the episodes of this podcast is just incredible. And having listeners in 38 countries. Wow. I wish I could personally thank each and every one of you. And I wish I could hear more of your thoughts and feedback. But there is something very interesting about this podcast format that it doesn't really allow you a two-way conversation, which is probably for the best because it allows me and other content creators to just create for our own sake and being really truly connected to who we are and follow our own path and not be very influenced by feedback and opinions and just continue connecting to the flow and bring inspiring people and just have, in my case, have completely spontaneous conversations. I don't know if I ever shared that, but all of the episodes we recorded were pretty much, I'd never had questions in front of me. I just had a topic that I wanted to explore with that particular guest. And from that point, we just tuned into the flow and we let the conversation happen, which has been really, really amazing experience. And, you know, released a lot of the stress and preparation and, you know, the need to plan and strategize everything, basically release control. And so that on its own has actually been a transformative experience for me, because as someone who likes to be in control and used to be prepared for everything, I really took this project as an opportunity to surrender to the flow and see what transpires and see what happens when I don't let my kind of brain and the planner in me to try to predict everything and steer things in the right direction and just let things flow. And I think what I found that there's some amazing, beautiful conversations that unfolded when both myself and my guest, we came to this space kind of fully open to the unknown and fully trusting that this conversation is going to go to places that people need to hear, and it's outside of our control. So it's been a very empowering experience. And I can't tell you how many of my friends and people I talk to that happen to listen to podcasts, how many times they said that a certain episode kind of caught them in the right time, in the right day, with the right message. So that just very empowering and definitely keeps me going with this creative outlet project. And I just, again, forever grateful for all the support that you do by downloading, listening, and sharing it with friends as well. There's actually one more thing you can do to really support this podcast, and it's writing a review for it. Whatever platform you're listening to, click those stars, write a short, even a super short comment. You have no idea how much difference it makes. As you know, we all live in this 3D world powered by algorithms, powered by technology. And those reviews and those ratings do matter, and they do help to bring this content forward to even more people that can benefit from it. To highlight some of my favorite episodes, it's been such an incredible year because it was really a mix of some great personal friends, because that was my initial kind of pool of guests that I started with. It was my immediate circle and people I knew personally and who influenced me a lot. So we had some amazing healers that I personally worked with. You know, people like Dr. Irene Siegel, who I've been studying meditation with for so many years, who's an incredible psychotherapist. So for any of you who do any type of clan work that involves psychotherapy or psychology or social work, Irene has been amazing, right? Bringing the energies and energy healing into the space. Listen to that episode. So inspiring. To people like Tori Quisling, who is an incredible clairvoyant who also teaches other people how to tap into their intuition and being able, not just read for other people, but being able to navigate their own life with their intuitive abilities. So interviewing Tori and kind of talking about the ethics and in clairvoyant business and the range of people that do that. It was really fascinating because she's somebody who's also done it for decades. And then, you know, we also talked to healers like Jodi Carey, who's another personal friend who works with a lot of great high profile clients, and, you know, from Will Smith to some other celebrities, and just diving into what does it mean to be somebody who some of those high profile people come to when it comes to their own wellness and how she works with them. That was very fascinating and one of our most downloaded episodes. No surprise. And then, you know, people like Roya Darling, who is a great personal friend who shared her mission and her way of being authentic as a healer and showing up, whether it's on social media and some of the way she brings her services to the world. It's really inspiring conversation. And then, you know, we took a dive into some of the modalities as well. Like we talked about unpacking modern shamanism with Colleen McCann, and that was a fascinating conversation for me. And I learned so much from Colleen because I worked with shamans, I've been studying with shamans for years, but she's somebody who really carries so much knowledge about this field that is, I would say, has a lot of misconceptions around it, just like clairvoyance. I think the range of people that are practicing it are just so wide. And I think there are so many stereotypes that are related to it. And Colleen is just brilliant in presenting it and diving back into history as well to really help us get a better sense of what this modality is all about. And it was the same or a similar conversation with Ilil Satprem, where we talked about the art and science of remote healing. That was another fascinating conversation because I think remote healing still stays this kind of practice that a lot of people skeptical about because we're still new to this world where healing works from a distance. And this quantum concept of no time, no space, what that remote healing basically allows you to really utilize that idea of no time, no space, and then give healing to anyone from everywhere. So it was a really fascinating conversation because we got into the so much nuance behind it. So, and then taking this up a notch, we had a whole conversation about quantum healing and frequency medicine with Andrea Candy. And she is really somebody so fascinating and a healer that I personally use with my whole family and used her services and really so tremendous results. And this is where I think the word miracle comes up a lot for me because some of those frequency medicine techniques that she's been advocating for and using for years have been just miraculous and a completely next level of whatever you want to call it, alternative medicine, but I feel like it's going to become the medicine one day. We're still far from that point, but the power of the unseen, the unknown, those frequencies is just incredible. And the more you can learn about it, the faster you can get on this, the new reality that is really some of those healing techniques are beyond what our bodies and brains can comprehend. So listen to that episode. Andrea is really sharing it how it is. And she speaks in a very digestible language as well that is super easy to understand. Don't be afraid of the terms quantum healing because Andrea is really amazing. Then, you know, we talked with some amazing healers like Kalisa Augustin, who's really talking about being a healer in the digital age and our relationships with being seen on social media, which was really fascinating conversation. And then, you know, we had more grounding conversations with holistic entrepreneurs like Emily Morrison, who has her own incredible wellness center here upstate New York. And we talked about opening your own wellness center, which again, more grounding conversation that I think a lot of you hopefully found helpful. And Emily was super open and vulnerable about her journey of opening the center. And then, you know, I did some experiential episodes of rewiring my own energetic field with Dr. Louise, who did a live session on me. And it was a really fascinating experience to do through a podcast. And then speaking of more of a business side of healing, creating retreat experiences was another amazing episode with Phoebe Leona, who is an incredible retreat facilitator, but also somebody who coaches and works with the retreat leaders to help them create retreat experiences. Again, one of my favorite episodes. Phoebe's just incredible and so full of knowledge and so full of service for this community. And then We also dived into some more, even more grounding subjects like business and marketing. And this is really where I see the value of this podcast is. I love talking to abundant healers and sharing their journeys and their learnings, but there's also something extremely valuable in bringing you the marketing and business insights from some of the experts that work with people in this industry, but they provide more of a business advice. So some of our most successful episodes, I would say, and probably no surprise, was anything that talked with prosperity and finance and abundance. One of the really most resonating episodes with you seemed an episode with Cassandra Stahl talking about reaching stability in turbulent times. And I think it's something so many people could relate with. And Cassandra was really incredible speaking about wealth creation and speaking about the right for everyone to want to have wealth and using financial advisors to get educated and to get more strategic with their own wealth creation and the importance of that in this community. This is such a powerful community that only if we had enough resources, how much more impactful we could be. So super important conversation. And then talking with people like Ruchi, who was talking about prosperity mindset for spiritual entrepreneurs and changing some of our blocks and limiting beliefs. The same was the interview I did with Jacquette Timmons, who was talking about building a healthy relationship with money. That was another really enlightening episode. Even for me, I never thought about money, having relationship with money. It was just such a treat to be able to bring those financial professionals into this podcast and really talk about subjects that I feel like in the healing community are not always openly discussed and sometimes have some stigma and blocks around them. But I just love uncovering those subjects with you and really diving into those topics of money and wealth creation and prosperity, because I truly, truly, and I hope you can hear that from everything I'm saying and every single episode I do, everything we do here is to bring more resources to the holistic healing community. What can we do to make you more abundant? What can we do to give you more skills, more resources, more tools to create more wealth and be more impactful and be more powerful in this world? And then my favorite topic actually is marketing, which was really interesting to dive into and bring some of the people from the marketing world to give you different perspectives how to do marketing mindfully. From my dear friend Timi Oroz, who is really talking about attracting soul clients. I love that definition, by the way, for marketing for anyone in the holistic field. Talking about really, we're not just attracting any clients, we're attracting soul clients. And just being able to reframe that conversation, I think was very powerful and definitely puts us in a powerful position because instead of chasing our ideal clients and chasing money, we are talking about putting ourselves in a position when we are attracting them. Super powerful episode. And then my dear friend Eva Geiser, who was talking about the art of conscious branding, super smart, incredible conversation, and just such a treat to be able to learn from Eva, who works with some really big impact entrepreneurs in the wellness space and really understand the differences of, just branding the old way, like in the old days, and conscious branding, and what are the intricacies and the nuances that we need to consider being able to build, to bring all those incredible professionals from the marketing and business and financial world into this healing space has been such a tremendous pleasure of mine and really honor. And I can't tell you how much they love the opportunity to share their wisdom with the holistic healing community, because just like me, they all believe that this is the mission, this is their duty and responsibility to help people who serve us to do it better, to shape their businesses, to find their voices, to find ways to spread their message in the world, because we need more people like you. We need more voices who are authentic and true and generous and impactful. So this is a very short list of some of the key episodes. Forgive me if I forgot anyone. It's been a lot of people, a lot of incredible people that came through the doors of this podcast. And I cannot wait for the next year and bring you more speakers, cover even more topics, and we'll continue serving this community with this content. And on the personal note, it's been such a year of growth. And you know that I love to update you once in a while on my own personal findings and my own spiritual journey. There's just been so much happening. And I wanted to share quickly as we wrap up this celebration, this 1 year anniversary episode. I'm doing so much incredible work with some amazing teachers. Most recently, I signed up for the Intentions Masterclass with Lynn McTaggart, who's been really my kind of newly found spiritual mother. I hope she doesn't mind this term, but it's really, I feel so much connection to her and her work. It started by reading her Intention Experiment book last year and just being fascinated by all of her scientific research and experiments that she's done around manifestation and intention settings. And then continuing with the Power of Eight book, her new science course that she teaches online, and then finally signing up for her 2024 Intention Masterclass, which is a year-long program that I highly recommend, that starts with her course that she teaches live over the period of 6 weeks, and then following it up with actually a group work with individuals from all over the world that she assigns you with, and doing the actual Power of Eight group healing work together for the rest of the year. And that's just been such a profound experience so far. So I have my group of healers that we'll be working with for the rest of the year and setting intentions and holding intentions for each other. So I'm just super fascinated with this work and super excited to actually put it to use later this year. Incredible teacher that I highly recommend if you haven't checked out yet. And then some of the other things that I'm looking forward to in the summer, I'm going to reunite with my other favorite teacher. If Lynn is my spiritual mother, Dr. Joe Dispenza is my spiritual father. Many of you know, especially my close friends, my deep fascination with Dr. Joe and my devotion to him and his daily meditations, which I've been doing almost every day. I try to find at least an hour and reconnect with the field with the help of Dr. Joe. So I cannot wait for his retreat later this year in Washington, D.C. This is a retreat only for advanced students, someone who's done at least one of his week-long retreats. Super, super dedicated group of meditators who just go in and dive into the quantum for 3 straight days. I look forward to that. Yeah, so there's a lot of just really, I'm so grateful and fortunate to have these incredible experiences. Some of those retreats are, whether they're online or in person, they're really transformative. And just to wrap this up with another amazing recommendation that I wanted to share with you, that I just finished yesterday, an incredible and life-changing book called The Surrender Experiment by Michael Allen Singer. And I cannot recommend it highly enough, especially for anyone who is a spiritual entrepreneur, someone who is in the mission, and someone who's been I would say challenged a little bit with the pull and push of this idea of controlling your destiny and manifesting and defining your destiny versus surrendering to the flow. And this book was really a gift that is painting so well the idea through Michael's own life journey as a surrender experiment to really tap into that flow and just let the life lead him to some incredible places. And it's just been such an eye-opening book for someone who, like me, who's a type A, who's a go-getter, who was really fed on ambition most of my life. So reading his incredible journey and seeing the heights of entrepreneurship that he's reached and the success that he's had just by surrendering to the flow, it's been just so inspiring. And with that, my friends, I'm going to leave you with this celebratory one-year anniversary episode. Again, I'm full of gratitude for you, for this community, and for the opportunity to serve you.